Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Pipeline Pioneers, a sales intel show where our goal is to help the community learn from practitioners, from leaders, and from the experts as to how to generate the most optimal pipeline for their business. As we know, pipeline is the heart blood of any organization. And to generate the pipeline, it truly takes a village. You can't just give it to BDR teams or marketing teams or AE teams to generate the pipeline. It's a team effort, right? I am excited to have Katsia with me today on the show. Katsia, welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to share some insights.
Awesome. Katsia, to kick things off, tell our audience about yourself and how in your role, in your capacity, do you influence the pipeline generation for your business or other businesses that you support?
Yes, of course. So hi, I'm Katsia. I am a social media community manager here at Hey Orca, and I'm also am the founder of Coachella Studio, where I do help people with their personal branding. But then when it comes to, you know, Hey Orca, it's more B2B, right? So that's what kind of like my main focus. And in terms of the pipeline, I mainly focus on like top of the funnel stuff. So everything that has to do with brand awareness is my jam. And then obviously there's other people on my team who do more like bottom of the funnel stuff. But for me, it's really like brand awareness. Like, how can I get as many people to know about us through organic social media?
Nice. That's great. And it seems like that's the new thing, right?
Yes.
For some of the companies. Awesome. So last year, Katsia, was very hard for lots of businesses combined with the macroeconomic headwinds and, you know, not enough pipelines. The pipelines that were there didn't convert into revenue. We all made lots of mistakes. And now we can only look back and say, you know, I wish I had done things differently. When you look back, what jumps out?
When I look back, I think in general, as a, you know, social media manager, I think sometimes you wish that you have spoken up more. You know, I feel like sometimes our role is a little bit more minimized and people are like, you know, I can totally do that. But I think I wish I had spoken up more and really led more in terms of like the vision. And obviously now that I'm at Hey Orca, I'm really supported by my team to be able to really lead a vision in order to really maximize that brand awareness. And it has really been working out for us. So I'm really, really happy.
So focus more on the brand. That's a key learning.
Exactly. Yeah. Focus more on the brand. And I think, I mean, in terms of results, I mean, in 9 weeks, for example, we were able to generate over 719,000 impressions over 9 weeks across LinkedIn, but it's, you know, different accounts. So it's like us three, Alyssa, Joe, and I, as well as a Hey Orca platform, just to maximize brand awareness, because I do believe in personal branding when it comes to B2B.
Makes sense. That makes sense. So new year is here, new budgets, new initiatives, new experiments. What is one new experiment that you are most excited about?
I think for us, it's just how we can really hone into influencer marketing as a B2B company, because I feel like, you know, B2C has really nailed down influencer marketing, right? When it comes to like brand awareness and generating income and all that stuff. But when it comes to B2B, I see that way less. But now we're really starting to see way more companies invest into LinkedIn marketing and LinkedIn creators in order to create more brand awareness. And I think that's something that we started already last year a little bit. But this year, I really hope we can maximize it as much as we can.
Have you been successful in recruiting the influencers?
Yes, it's been really successful. And it's really great because on LinkedIn, they're all thought leaders within the space, right? They're maybe they're CEOs or they're marketing managers or, you know, things like that, that we think has a lot of influence and a lot of credibility, which we need, right? As especially as a business, you need credibility and trust. Yep. And people on LinkedIn already cultivated credibility and trust.
Right. And how do you compensate them for their assistance to you and your brand?
So honestly, every influencer has a different rate, depending on their following, depending on their engagement rate, depending even on their, seniority in the industry. So we usually like to pay people fairly. So we usually ask for their rates so they don't feel like we're lowballing them. And then obviously, depending on the budget, we're able to accommodate or not accommodate. But yeah, that's kind of how we do it so far.
That is great. So your big bet is influencer marketing for
Yes,
2020.
creators.
That's
Yes.
great. That is awesome. Well, let's switch the gears here a bit, Katsia. I'm going to share my screen with you. Let me know when you can see the screen.
Oh, I can.
Okay. So as growth comes from many channels. You don't generate pipeline just by one channel. It takes multiple channels to build a robust pipeline. So in this game, in this exercise, you have 100 pennies, and your goal is to invest these 100 pennies effectively across all these channels in order to generate the maximum pipeline for your business.
Oh my gosh. I feel like if I do this wrong, are they going to, is my team going to be like, Ketsia, this wasn't right?
Well,
But,
there's no wrong answer here, it's just
right.
allocation, right?
True. Honestly, as a marketer and someone who works in social media, I would 100% focus on marketing, community, and partnerships. 100%. Those are like my big ones that I think we should allocate more to because that's how people get to know us.
Okay.
And,
So
I think
how many pennies would you put in marketing? Three?
maybe let's start with two
Okay.
and two for community and two for partnership and
All
then
right.
see because maybe there's one that I'm really, but I think that's the one that I would really put more into because I feel like we have, a good product.
All right.
And
So
then 100%, I would say product, obviously, because I feel like without the product, you can't do anything.
sure.
Event, I would say, because I feel like events is part of community and we
Yep.
just need that to be done. I would say founder because of the personal branding that I
Yep.
keep talking about, and that's something that we've been really focusing on. And obviously, a penny for our customers because we love them.
And
So,
these
Smiley
are, just to be
Sales.
clear, these are the dollars that you're investing, 100 pennies in terms of 100 pennies, you're investing in these
Yeah.
channels to generate the most optimal pipeline, right?
Yes. I'm sorry for sales, if you guys see this, but I hope we're still cool.
Yeah, no, this is great. So you've invested 10 pennies on product, 20 in each marketing, community, and
Yes.
partnership. Give us a little more color on partnership.
What I think about partnership, like
Yeah,
why?
yeah. How
I
are you
think
investing in partnership?
so. I think, I mean, ideally, obviously, partnerships would be like with our creators and influencers, but I think that we can also do partnerships with other brands as well. It's not just creators, influencers. We could really do partnerships with other brands as well that we feel are aligned with our brand and have overlapping kind of audiences. And I think that's so underrated. I feel like sometimes we only focus on influencers, which is good, but I also think we should look at other companies that we can collaborate with and just kind of share audiences as well.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Well, now let's take a look at the community. This is how the community has decided to invest their dollars, right, across different channels. And now let me overlay your investments, right? When you take a look at this, when you look at this chart, is there something that surprises you to say, you know what, I never thought this would be the case?
Honestly, I would say that I'm not surprised that people focus on sales more than they do on community, hence why I wanted to focus on community more, because that's the thing. I feel like the landscape is changing, and maybe it's just because I'm younger, I'm a Gen Zer, so we really kind of hate to be sold to. So that's why I'm like, not sales, because we just hate being sold to, but I'm not necessarily surprised, but I think it's a new era. We're changing things. I think that people are reacting differently. And yes, sales are still important because you still need them. But I also think that investing into your community for the long run is going to be very, very good.
Couldn't agree more with you. Well, Katsia, this was awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your insights. I'm sure the community is going to learn and take a few nuggets from your insights as well.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so nice being here. Thank you.